Do you know why you're here? How many out there know their destiny or have gotten from the Spirit, from the Creator, you know, what they're supposed to be here for? What are you supposed to be here for? Why are you here? You're here for a big reason. You might not think it, but you are. You are here for a big, big, big reason. And there's no more important time in the history of this planet than now. Look at what's going on. Look at the perversion that they're bringing to our school systems and to our society. Look at this government. It's an absolute joke. It's disgusting. And I hope Brother Lama, and I pray Brother Lama, and I do believe what the Lamasarian hymn is saying about after this 33 years that half these governments won't even exist. And most of them will be minimized. I mean, if you look here just in the United States alone, if you look at the Constitution, oh my goodness, I said the Constitution. The federal government's not supposed to be doing all these things. They're not supposed to be doing all these things. There's like five different things they're supposed to be doing. So you can see my hand. I guess my hand looks better against the white shirt, so I'll keep the hands in front of the white shirt. But there's five different things they're supposed to be doing. I think it's printing our money, treason, treaties, protecting the seas, you know, our borders, the military. It's like that. You know, that's all they're supposed to be doing. They're not supposed to be involved in every single other thing of our lives. And then not only are they involved, but then they want to bring all this perversion in. Now, if some people, they're into that, then go do it. But you ain't going to shove it down my throat. And you're not going to shove it down my wife's throat. And you're not going to shove it down our kids and our grandkids' throats. It's a time to stand up. We have allowed these people to take control of almost our entire planet and all the pillars of society. We got to pray harder than we've ever prayed before. We got to declare and decree harder than we've ever declared and decreed before. We have to step into our power that God gave us as sons and daughters of the Most High, of His purest DNA, and actually get into the fight. I'm not talking physically. I'm talking spiritually. What we need to do is develop more spiritual patriots on this planet. Not just patriots. I know a lot of great patriots, really good patriots, but we need spiritual patriots.